So, good morning, everybody. It's good to see you. I'd like to call this February Land Board meeting to order. I trust we've all had a chance to review the meeting minutes from last month. Is there a motion to approve?
Mr. Governor, I move that we adopt the minutes.
Great. Is there a second?
Second, Mr. Governor.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Oh, hi, Superintendent.
Good morning.
Okay, they are approved. So we'll begin with our first action item, Director Castor.
Thank you, Governor. Before I begin, I just wanted to quickly introduce Rachel Martin over here. She's the new administrative assistant for the Trustlands Division, and she'll be replacing Shauna Simpson, who's moving into a new role at the DNRC. So, Shauna, I just want to thank you for all of your hard work that you've done on behalf of the division and on behalf of the land board, and thank you for everything. So with that, the first action item is 0222-1, the 36-game timber sale. The 36-game timber sale is located approximately 15 miles east of Missoula, Montana, in Missoula County. The sale will benefit the common schools and acquired lands. The sale includes three harvest units totaling 480 acres of tractor logging and 250 acres of tractor logging, 230 acres of cable logging for a total of 480 acres with an estimated harvest value of 15,772 tons of saw logs. There is 18 miles of road maintenance improvement, 1 mile of new road construction, and 3.2 miles of reconstruction. No public comments relevant to this timber sale were received. The minimum bid is $7.21 per ton, which would generate approximately $113,716 for the trust and approximately $48,420 in forest improvement fees. The DNRC requests approval of item 0222-1 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on this agenda item? Would anybody from the public like to make their views known? Okay. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move adoption of item 0222-1.
And Mr. Governor, I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. Is there any discussion here at the board on this item? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Hearing none, it is approved. Next action item, please, Director.
The next action item is 0222-2, cabin and home sites set minimum bid for sale. Item 0222-2 is requesting to set the minimum bid for one home site nominated for sale in Gallatin County. The sale was nominated by the lessee. Preliminary approval was granted in April 2020 with a vote of 5-0. The sale will benefit the Common Schools Trust. The DNRC requests approval of item 0222-2 as described in the agenda.
Okay. Is there any public comment on this particular item? Anyone from the public wish to make their views known? Okay. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move adoption 0222-2.
Great. Is there a second?
I second, Mr. Governor.
Okay. Any discussion on the board?
Mr. Governor, first, I have a question. I'll direct this to Director Castor. When we're approving a minimum bid for sale, are we obligated by the appraisal here, or do we have the ability to change that?
Mr. Governor, Commissioner Downing, if I may, I'd like to quickly redirect this question to Ryan Weiss.
Good morning, Governor, Commissioner Downing, Ryan Weiss, Bureau Chief for Real Estate Management. In response to your question, Commissioner Downing, my understanding is that you may make a motion to adopt an alternative value.
Thank you. Mr. Governor, so just a few comments. I was going over the appraisal on this in Gallatin County and looking at the comparable sales where we had some sales that were similar in size but not in location that came to about $170,000 an acre. And then we had one that was similar in location that came to about $13,000 an acre, and it looks like the appraiser just did a straight across average of those, and as most people in real estate understand, location is what mattered. And at that comparable location, it looks like the appraised value of this would come in using that comp at about $940,000 rather than the $475,000 that we have here. So just wanted to make sure that that we're aware of that. And I think it would be prudent. I think all of us understand that we have a pretty hot and rising real estate market in Gallatin County right now, and I think that we would be losing some value there at this minimum appraisal, especially given the fact that we tend to not have any market forces in the bidding. So that would be my first note there. The other thing that I want to say, which is a positive, I mean, my issues on these before have been the expected return in the land banking program. And this one, and thank you, Director Castor, for including these charts in these, it looks like we're actually would have an expectation of at least meeting and most likely exceeding the current income. So we've already hit that threshold. My remaining concern is still the same, that we don't have market forces. And I think that one of the things that we could look at this one, in terms of capturing the true value here, is moving for setting the minimum bid price higher and closer to market. I think that would solve part of the problem. And then I will just once again go on record that I do think that there are issues, and I understand, Governor, that this has been said before, but in terms of maximizing the value, so just to reiterate, my last point here is that, you know, the DNRC, you know, has a statutory duty to follow the law and bring these sites that have not been nominated by leaseholders, but the land board has a constitutional fiduciary duty to obtain full market value when disposing of state trust lands. So I still think that that's a problem, that we're not getting to full market value when we're bringing these out. So on that, I'll close my comments, Mr. Governor.
Okay. Director Castor, could you have staff address the appraisal process that was used to value this property?
I'd be happy to, Governor. I'm going to turn this over to Sean Thomas.
Governor, members of the board, for the record, my name is Sean Thomas. I'm the Trust Lands Division Administrator for DNRC. So, Governor, members of the board, the appraisal process is outlined by the legislature and statute that we go seek a generally certified appraisal in order to set the minimum bid. Ryan's correct. The board has discretion to, you know, either take that or not. But the statute says that that will be what we bring forward. It's what we've worked with the folks that are here today that are trying to purchase this property on. So we get a general certified appraiser. That's a higher standard of an appraisal than you would get for, say, a refi. It's a more comprehensive report. It's supposedly, you know, much more analysis that goes into coming up with those values. Appraisers are, you know, appraisal is an appraisal. So they look at comps, they make adjustments, and they come up with a value. You know, whether
so
you
just
believe
to,
the
just to review, the state hired a certified appraiser. They executed their expertise in this case and arrived at the appraisal in accordance with the statute that dictates how we value these properties for sale.
Governor, yes, that's correct.
Okay. Are there any other
quick follow-up, Mr. Governor? Mm-hmm. Mr. Thomas, we're all Montana statutes complied with in this cabin site lease nomination?
Governor, Attorney General Knudsen, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I would then, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Okay, the motion carries. Director Castor, next item.
The next action item is 0222-3, easements. The easements before you today are all detailed in your packet. Affected counties are Carbon, Custer, Dawson, Prairie, Rosebud, Sweetgrass, and Yellowstone. The total easement package value is $27,520. This is distributed between three trusts with $20,259 for the common schools, $100 for Pine Hill School, and $7,161 to the public land trust. This month's easements are for buried oil pipeline, buried electrical distribution line, and private road access. The DNRC requests approval of item 0222-3 as described in the agenda.
Okay. Is there any public comment on this particular agenda item? Anyone from the public wish to comment? Okay. Is there a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move that we approve the easements in 0222-3.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on these items? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. I want to thank the board members. That concludes our items. At this time, we'll take general public comment on any items that people might be concerned to express their opinions about. Is there any further public comment on anything that was not on the agenda today? Okay. At this time, I'd entertain a motion to conclude the meeting.
So moved.
Okay. Second?
Second.
We are done.